USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The shackles are off Donald Trump, not our words, but his, as he lashes out at GOP leaders who are pulling their support. Here's more from USA's Joe Gomez.
I think I'm better off maybe without their support if you want to know the truth.
Speaking on Fox News, the O'Reilly Factor, Trump went after House Speaker Paul Ryan after Ryan said he would no longer campaign with Trump.
I don't want his support. I don't care about his support. What I want to do is I want to win for the people.
Earlier, Trump tweeted, "The shackles have been taken off of me."
President Obama visits flood-struck North Carolina to campaign for Hillary Clinton. But while there, he says,
"Thoughts and prayers are with folks who are still dealing with rivers that are overflowing."
Obama signing federal disaster declarations for North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. This is USA Radio News.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention floor buyers, the 5th annual Fall Floor and Yard Sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. It's your chance to get hundreds of first quality floors at unbelievable closeout prices while supplies last. Like gorgeous pre-finished hardwood and bamboo from an incredible $129. Popular wood look tile and vinyl plank are almost half off. And get North American and European laminate packages from just 29 cents. Hurry in for more yard sale deals at your local store, plus special financing. Don't miss these limited time deals. Get to the Fall Floor and Yard Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
Hillary Clinton's campaign chief says Russia hacked his Gmail account, and he's suggesting that Donald Trump's campaign had advance notice of some embarrassing emails that were released then by WikiLeaks. Speaking aboard the Clinton campaign plane yesterday, John Podesta said Trump advisor Roger Stone said months ago that he's in touch with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I think there's at least reasonable belief that Mr. Assange may have passed this information on to Mr. Stone.
Podesta telling reporters the FBI is looking at the hack of his account as part of a wider investigation into possible Russian cyber attacks and suggesting it might have been payback. He points out that WikiLeaks first released the hacked messages on Friday, the same day audio and video of Trump making some remarks about women went public. In Connecticut, the FBI investigating whether the crash of a small plane there yesterday may have been intentional. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff. The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
A company that makes a widely used implantable heart defibrillator is warning that its batteries could fail. Two deaths are linked to the St. Jude Medical Defibrillator, the company issuing warnings about nearly 400,000 in use around the world and advising those who have them to check the date it was made. Those with potential problems were made before 2015. More trouble could be coming for a man many regard and respect as America's toughest sheriff. Ted Houston has details.
The U.S. Department of Justice will charge Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio with criminal contempt. Arpaio was already found in civil contempt of court for failing to stop enforcing federal immigration laws for 18 months after a federal judge ordered him to. His attorney, Mel McDonald, says the judge agreed not to throw Arpaio in jail pending trial.
No, he's not going to be arrested. I think she made that clear. It's going to be a contempt hearing, like in any other criminal case, proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
The announcement comes a day before early voting begins, and Arpaio's attempt to secure a 7th four-year term as sheriff. He could face up to 6 months in jail.
And football player turned baseball prospect Tim Tebow making news for something he did on the sidelines after his first game in the Arizona Fall League yesterday. Witnesses say Tebow prayed for and then comforted a fan who had a seizure. They say Tebow chatted about college football with the man before paramedics took him away. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's 8:06, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. -41 degrees, clear skies, and zero chance of precipitation today. It's October 12th, Columbus Day. Partly sunny, patchy fog this morning. Highs in the upper 60s. East winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south around 5 this afternoon. Partly cloudy and patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Partly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy, patchy fog in the morning. Highs in the upper 60s, southwest winds of 5 to 10 miles an hour for tomorrow. Sunny, 60s on Friday. Sunny, patchy frost in the morning on Saturday in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny, upper 60s on Sunday. Partly sunny with a 30% chance of showers. Highs around 70 for Monday. Temperatures in our area. 50 at the Kennedy Complex, 41 in Kingwood, 48 in Union Township, 45 up in Washington, 41 over in White House, 42 up in Hampton, and 38 down in Doylestown. Good morning, Hunterdon and Chamber Radio weather.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
From the Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, down the street from the old courthouse, the Unitil, the famous going school in ruins, You need to be on Internet folks over the wire, we're not over the air. We're going to 24-hour talk in the radio station in the Chicago Chamber of Commerce. It's all about Harlan County, New Jersey. It's Sam and Dave doing Soul Man. You might remember this from Blues Brothers, but the Blues Brothers obviously covered it. Just as good, though. All right. Welcome to Wednesday, Columbus Day. Yes, you thought it was Monday, didn't you? No, we just moved everything for convenience. All right, time for us to check traffic. Got some Columbus Day traffic going on. A couple of alerts that we need to let you know about. HERTTMain.com sends me my alerts. You can get them too. Register with them, and they'll send you the alerts via email. Or you can follow them on Twitter. At 7:35 this morning, 78, exit 24, congestion approaching exit 24, approximately down to exit 20, mostly sun glare. And incident on Route 31 southbound at Hilltop Road in West Amwell, happening over there, visible disabled vehicle causing slight delays as of 7:48 this morning. That's it for right now. Remember that the fog's out there. Drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunterdon. On Jimbo Radio Travel. So what's on HunChimber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We don't have Michelle Heidi. She's got an assignment, but we do have Diane Lane doing travel with us today at 8:40. So I'll be doing the investment update at 10 o'clock. It's Modern Design with Richard Scuderi. He gives us insight into easy, trendy, great designs, inexpensive, affordable. And he brings on some great guests to help you understand that. Rocker Kim Pramatic is on from 11 to 12, helping you love kids, teach kids, and get them ready for the 21st century to be raised consciously. Council Chat with Ruth Altamore Roll is on from 12 to 1 with her 30-plus years of experience and a private practice in Flemington. She helps us with our various situations, mental, physical, emotional, things that we need to cope with. Jeannie Murphy is on from 2 to 3 and 3 to 4 doing talented people, bringing really cool, insightful people that they come in contact with as part of Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. That's the entire HunterChimber.com lineup. It's all there on the website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HunterChimber.com. We'll be right back.
Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's, purely delicious.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Celebration observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Tavares helping me with that. It is National Physician's Assistant Week finishing up today. Death Penalty Focus Week, along with Drink Local Wine Week. Don't know if they go hand in hand. Earth Science Week, Emergency Nurses Week, Fire Prevention Week. Getting the World the Beat of Path to Your Door Week. Start thinking about that for the Expo next month. National Chestnut Week, National Metric Week, Veterinarian Technicians Week, National School Lunch Week, Take Your Medicine Americans Week, World Rainforest Week. Starting today, it's Bone and Joint Health National Awareness Week. And for today, it's Columbus Day. It's Day of the 6 Billion. I think that's a little antiquated now. We've got to be closer in on 7 as the population for the world. Emergency Nurses Day. Free Thought Day. National Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work School Day. International Top Spinning Day. National Fossil Day. Go and take out your favorite fossil to lunch. National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day. Save, Stop Americans' Violence Everywhere. Spanish Language Day. Stop Bullying Day. World Arthritis Day. International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. And Drink Local Wine Day. Got plenty of wineries in our area. Go and check them out and drink some local wine. Celebration observances for the month, week, and day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something, get involved.
Watch it on our nose, watch it on our nose.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. Craig Turpin of NJ.AdvancedMedia.com reports that Flemington firm is 2016 New Jersey Manufacturer of the Year, and it's in Flemington. Magna Power Electronics, a manufacturer of programmable DC power products, was named 2016 New Jersey Manufacturer of the Year Award in the medium-sized business category. The company, one of the four finalists in the category, was presented with the award at the New Jersey Manufacturing Extension Program, Inc.'s Made New Jersey Manufacturing Day event held in the Somerset section of Franklin Township on October 7th, according to a news release. Quote, while a vertically integrated approach to manufacturing is today considered somewhat unconventional, it was provided Magna Power full internal control of quality, cost, and lead time, unquote, said Adam Patel, Vice President of Operations. The company and its very dedicated team are grateful to the recognized as a manufacturing leader with the receipt of the 2016 New Jersey Manufacturer of the Year Award, unquote. Magna Power, now in the 35th year, has responded to low-cost overseas manufacturing by producing all of its products in-house at its 73,500-square-foot facility, according to a news release. Works done at its Borough facility include sheet metal fabrication, machining, power coating, printed circuit assembly, magnetics winding, cable harnessing, and final testing. Thanks to investment in new machinery, employee training, and new facilities, Magna Power has been able to compete globally, it was stated in the release. Both Congressman Leonard Lance and Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno were present at this event, speaking about the latest political initiatives to support of New Jersey manufacturing. The New Jersey Manufacturing Extension Program is a not-for-profit 501c3 organization affiliated with the National Institute of Standards and Technology's Hollings Manufacturing Extension Partnership, which is a network of nearly 60 such centers across the United States and Puerto Rico. So just when you thought that the world of Flemington was drying up, it turns out that we have the New Jersey Manufacturer of the Year in a 73,000-square-foot facility showing us the way. Something to smile about. That's why that's vitamin C for the day. Alright, it's time for some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who has a birthday for today.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has our birthdays. Josh Hutcherson is 24 from The Hunger Games. Raised by Wolves. Leora Hayem is 27. Harry Potter movies. Eleanor Columbus is 37. 27. What a great name to have on Columbus Day. Moisha Marcus T. Polk is 30. From Pretty Little Liars, Tyler Blackburn is 30. Moisha Marcus T. Polk is 30 again. I guess it was listed twice. Mystic Rivers, Tom Greery is 35. SGU Stargate Universe, Brian G. Smith is 35. From Beaches, Grace Johnston is 36. The Core, Dion Johnstone is 41. As the World Turns, Maria Wilson is 42. The Matrix Revolution, Kate Beham is 42. Desire Street, Alexandra Smothers is 43. Inglorious Bastards, Sankei Mooring is 44. Menace to Society, Stacey Arnell is 46. Somewhere, Layla Slotman is 46. Growing Pains, Kirk Cameron is 46. Dixie Chicks, Marty McGuire is 47. From Gods and Monsters, Todd Babcock is 47. Eight is Enough, Adam Rich is 48. In Bruges, Mark Donovan's 48. For Valentine's Day, Matthew Walker's 48. The Prestige, Hugh Jackman is 48. Just the 10 of Us, Joanne Willett is 53. Valley Girl, Deborah Foreman's 54. Chris Botti, jazz trumpeter, is 54. Take Six singer, Claude McKnight, is 54. From 24, Carlos Bernard is 54. The Wolverine, Haruyuki Sanada, is 56. Smithereens lead singer, Pat Denizio, is 61. Coronation Street's Les Dennis is 62. Shameless, David Chalfall, is 63. Sally Little, golf champion, is 65. Miss California 1969, Susan Anton, is 66. Actor in U 571, Robin Asquith, is 66. Star Trek VI, Michael Bufshever, is 66. Status Quo singer, Rick Parfitt, is 68. Television newsman, Chris Wallace, is 69. Apocalypse Now, Aurora Clement, 71. There's Something About Mary, Lynn Shay, 73. The Edge of Night, Heidi Vaughn, is 75. Casino Royale's Dalla Lovely is 76. Annie Hall's James McRell is 79. Sam and Dave, Sam Moore, is 81. We played him at the beginning of the show. Former baseball announcer Tony Kubek is 81. A comedian and social activist Dick Gregory is 84. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntershiver.com and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. It's time for us to take another break. Do the news. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunter and the investment update. Hang on.
After graduation, Marianne went out looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses, long sleeve blouses, and makeup to cover her bruise. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. Right away, Marianne flew in from
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't care about his support.
Donald Trump says he doesn't need the support of the Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan or Republican Senator John McCain.
But I'm still
confused.
I think
I'm better off maybe without their support if you want to know the truth.
Trump speaks on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News after Ryan and McCain pull support for the nominee because of some remarks he made in 2005 about women.
Meanwhile, Clinton's campaign chairman says Russia hacked his email account.
Russian interference in this election should be of utmost concern to all Americans.
Clinton campaign chair John Podesta saying yesterday, Russia appears to be interfering in the presidential campaign to help Donald Trump.
That's correspondent Jay Corwin. The Supreme Court saying it will consider a lawsuit against former U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft filed by Muslim immigrants who claim they were racially profiled and illegally detained after 9/11. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
Thoughts and prayers are with folks who are still dealing with rivers that are overflowing, homes that are being flooded.
That's President Obama as he visits North Carolina yesterday, the flood-ravaged state still seeing people die because of that severe flooding from Hurricane Matthew. Obama was there to campaign for Hillary Clinton, and that's when he made those remarks. But he also yesterday signed disaster declarations for North and South Carolina, as well as for Georgia and Florida because of the storm, which has taken at least 18 lives in North Carolina alone. The Pentagon appears to be hinting the U.S. might retaliate over some missiles that were fired at American warships off the coast of Yemen over the weekend. Two missiles fired at a destroyer and another ship. Both of them missed. It's believed they were fired from an area controlled by Houthi rebels supported by Iran. And the Pentagon now says anybody who fires against U.S. Navy ships operating in international waters does so at their own peril. This is USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
An odd story out of Connecticut. The FBI is investigating whether the crash of a small plane yesterday in East Hartford may have been an intentional act. This man witnessed it.
We seen the plane coming through all the poles and crashing right there in the last one. And then a car accidentally stopped. You know, it's like God. Sent from God.
That man referring to the plane going down right along Main Street, taking down telephone poles and power lines.
It stopped, and then the lady was going crazy, you know. She had her $3 in there.
The pilot of the twin-engine plane survived. A passenger was killed. Two people on the ground were injured. Besides the FBI, the FAA and NTSB are also, of course, investigating.
Elections have consequences.
Out of the spotlight for several years, but now campaigning for Hillary Clinton, former Vice President Al Gore appears at a rally with the Democratic nominee yesterday in Florida.
Your vote counts. Your vote has consequences.
Gore pointing to the razor-close 2000 election he ended up losing to George W. Bush. Gore mostly appearing with Clinton to discuss climate change.
Hillary Clinton will make solving the climate crisis a top national priority. Her opponent would take us toward a climate catastrophe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
All right, time for the investment update. Let's see what's going on with our markets today. Michelle Heide is not able to join me today, so let's see. Markets down fairly significantly last night or yesterday, 1% and 1.5% for the NASDAQ. Down 200 points for the Dow, 1.54% for the NASDAQ, 81 points, and down 1.24%. Down 26.93% points for the S&P. Biggest movers was Kroger, went up 3.65%. Kansas City Southern up 1.8%. Tyson Foods up 1.2%. Tesoro Corp up 1.2%. And Hanes Brands up 1%. Biggest losers, Illumina down 24%. Alcoa down 11%. Seagate Technologies down 7%. Fastenal down 5, and Vertex Pharmaceuticals down 5. The world markets, then Japan was down 1%. London, FTSE down 0.25%. The Hang Seng down 0.6%. The DAX down 0.3%, so broad and world all affected. In the last 3 months, the consumer durables ever flat, health services down 2%, consumer non-durables down 4%, communications down 5%, and utilities down 8%. So no defensive plays there. Biggest winners, 14%, electronic technology. Technology services up 7.8%, transportation up 7%, commercial services up 6%, energy minerals up 5%, and finance up 5%. Last night, oil up 0.45%, gas down 1%, gold flat, silver down 0.2%, and corn up 0.3%. Seeing some of the news that has been affecting us and preparing us for today. Samsung has pretty much put a stop on all manufacturing of the Note 7. And because of that, they're going to cut their profit estimate from July to September quarter by $2.3 billion to $4.6 billion. Shares dropped 0.7% in Seoul. So pulling that product off has been an issue. FedWatch, Wall Street is anxiously awaiting minutes from the Federal Reserve's latest meeting, due to be posted at 2, so we'll kind of be in a holding pattern until they see that, and there'll be this big wiggle, and then we'll be right back where we started from. Investors are watching for clues on the pressure Chair Janet Yellen may have faced from inside and outside the Fed to raise interest rates. Odds of a rate hike in December likely increased recent weeks after a string of positive reports in the U.S. economy. Global market overview, everything's kind of, U.S. futures are edging lower, European markets are mostly lower in early trading. Earnings and economics, transportation company CSX will report earnings after the close. Mortgage Bankers Association will release the latest mortgage application survey at 7. OPEC is set to give an update on Wednesday on just how much crude the cartel's members are pumping. The group has reached a tentative deal to cut production, but the details must still be agreed to. U.S. crude futures are edging up about 0.3%. And moving today, Kinder Morgan, the largest energy infrastructure company in North America, is down 1.2% in pre-market after trespassers broke into the pipeline location in Washington. Ericsson plunged 17% in Stockholm after the tech company significantly lowered its profit forecast. Coming this week, we have bank earnings on Friday. So, looking at pre-market, after all that, we're down, S&P's down 4%, Dow's down 42%, NASDAQ's down 12%. Biggest movers is Abbott Laboratories, up 5.3%. Western Digital up 4%, Stryker Corp up 4%, Perrigo Company, that's oil, up 4%, and Fastenal up 3.8%. Unum Group is down, Juniper Networks is down 3.13%, Illumina is down 2.5%, continuing its slide, Costco Wholesale is down 1.5%, and Stanley Black & Decker is down 1.4%. Light crude is up 0.37%. Natural gas is down 1%. Gold is up, down 0.25%. And corn is up 0.33%. That's the investment update, market update from Good Morning Hunterdon. We'll get Michelle Heide back on Friday. So we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll get Diane Lane on the phone. You're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
Can't control this flesh and blood that's wrapped around my bones. It moves beneath me like a river
to the grave, unknown. I stepped onto the moving stairs before I could tie my shoes. Pride, I hopped out the fingers of a renegade who lived and died the blues.
La promessa non fu chiara.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
All right, it's time to talk with Diane. We're back on Wednesdays. We got Diane Lane in the studio.
And this beautiful weather.
Yeah, we are. It's nice, isn't
it? Kind of missed the boat here with Matthew. Thank God. I feel sorry for everybody else. Ugh.
Yeah, well, I got reports down in Myrtle Beach that the area by me, where my house fared okay, but the dunes that protect the first set of dunes, they're gone.
Yep.
So going to have to start rebuilding the dunes because...
How about the pier? I saw the pier got damaged quite a bit.
Yeah, some of the piers did. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, and they're not done. They're not out of the woods down there. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's the rain now. That's the unfortunate part.
Yep, and the flooding. Yep. Oh, my God.
So, ironically, though, a complete surprise. I got called by a... I rent my house. I got called by an insurance adjuster who wants to rent my house to while he's doing his work down there. So
that was nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that works out pretty well for me.
Yay.
Who would have thunk that I would have got a better rent because of a big hurricane?
Well, it's, Yeah, emergency. Yeah, well, that's what they do. I mean, you know, everybody helps everybody out.
Sure.
You know, better for them.
So, you know, it begs the question. It always does. You know, when we hear about these things, what should people do, or, you know, what's your recommendation? And I know you're probably going to tell me the insurance, right?
Yeah, I'm always buying the trip insurance, and I'm always watching the weather with people so you know to be prepared for the unexpected. And my daughter's husband, my son-in-law, he went away this weekend with a bunch of men to do the games, and they got to the airport, and the pilot didn't show up.
Wow.
And they were struggling to find a pilot to leave. They were like the last plane to leave the airport out of Chicago. And, you know, my son-in-law panics because everybody's thinking, okay, everything's going to go normal. They're going to get through the flights. They're going to get everybody's going to get home on time. No, that doesn't happen all the time.
Nope.
And they ended up getting a pilot, but they ended up getting to Charlotte late to get their connecting flights. And then the airlines had to put them up in a hotel and get them a voucher and get them out the next morning. You know, and these things do happen. And, you know, you can't go getting frazzed over that. It's just part of traveling because you never know with these storms. They had all those cancellations. Where the pilots are stuck, where the planes are stuck.
Right.
Who's going to make it back to their territorial regional airport, the main hub or whatever, because they're stuck sitting someplace because of a storm.
Yeah.
So you always got to plan your routes. And I think a lot of people, especially if you're families that travel with children, you have to spend the extra money to go nonstop. You can't look for a cheap flight because you're trying to save a buck to go on vacation. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I never plan a vacation with family to have you have so many stops or a stop that you have the potential of being stuck at the airport with your kids. Never.
Yeah.
I do nonstops, and I'll tell people that right off the bat. Spend the money there. You'll get it. You'll make up in the long run.
Sure.
You know, especially because people are traveling with their children more and more and more. And they bring everything with them but the kitchen sink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got to put a value on your time, right?
Well, that's it. It's how much time you want to spend on vacation, how much time you want to spend on the road, how much time you want to spend in an airport versus spending time with your kids out of vacation and relaxing and enjoying yourself. But then it doesn't become a relaxing vacation.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of people do the cruises, because they get to a port, they get on the boat, and they don't have to worry about nothing.
Right.
And that's the way it is. And, I understand where they're coming from. I do. You know? And speaking of one of the cruise companies that are really big, and they really devote themselves to families, is Royal Caribbean. And they have put a memorandum in to the shipbuilders in Finland who are building their ships. They are going for liquid natural gas on the ships. They're starting to
convert. What does that do?
For technology, fuel cell technology, they're going to be testing larger fuel cell experiments on the Quantum class ships being built in the next several years, eliminating diesel fuel. They're going with natural gas.
Okay.
Liquefied natural gas, and they're saying that they want it, the technology becomes smaller, more efficient, the fuel cells become more viable in a significant way to power the ship's hotel functions, deriving hydrogen in environmentally clean, efficient way, transporting and containing it. So they're going to start doing this on a long lead basis with the Icon class, and they're starting to put it out on the boats. The ship's coming out.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're going to see different things happening, you know, and they're going to Royal Caribbean's one of them, Carnival's the other one. They started. They're starting to do that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So
fuel cells, the power of the new ships, new class of ships.
All right.
So we'll see if that works, you know, and diesel fuel or oil or barrels will be got cheaper and cheaper.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know better than I. How long does it take for a ship to be built? Couple of years, right?
Couple of years, and they're pretty. You know what? They're prettier. If you ever watched the renovations, they have a video out right now on Disney how they renovated the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, what they didn't do and how they did it, and the amount of time that they did, it was unbelievable. And it's just how fast they did it. It's really something now. They have it down to a science. The technology today, because you know everything gets bigger and better, and it's what it is.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at how many ships now are on the ocean than they used to be. So it's become
a
mass market. It's not a niche market anymore.
No, you really got to know the ships.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's out there. So, to give you an example, Crystal Cruises has started. They just started marketing it for next year, called the Northwest Passage. It's 32 days. Starts in Seward, Anchorage, Alaska, and ends up in New York City. Goes across the entire top of the world.
Wow. Wait a minute.
And it leaves August 15th and comes back.
Yeah, I got to do some quick geography now. So we're leaving.
So you leave from Anchorage and go to Seward.
Yes.
Then it goes over to Kodiak, the island.
Right.
You're cruising the North Pacific to Dutch Harbor, Alaska, which is out there in the Aleutian Islands that sits out there going towards the Bering Sea.
Right.
And you're going to cruise the Bering Sea, and then you're going to head north towards Nome, Alaska.
Right.
And you're going to cruise the Bering Sea, and you're going to go through Little Demald Island that's part of Russia. You're going to go right between the straits.
Wow.
Cruising the Chukchik Sea and the Beaufort Sea over the top, Dolphin and Union Straits, and you're going to get into the Northwest Territories of Canada, and it's called Ulu-Hakatak,
mm-hmm.
and you're there for the day, and you're cruising those straits, and you're going to go where you're going to see a lot of ice, Cambridge Bay, Nunavut, Canada, and then you're going to cruise Victoria Straits. And then you're going to go to the western entrance of the Ballot Strait. So that all that area is opening up. Peel Sound, Beckley Island by Radstick Bay. They got all Baffin Island, Fords, Crocker Bay. They're going to cruise all these different bays that the explorers used to do years ago in wooden boats. You know?
You're going to see
Devon Island.
Yep.
And then you're going to go to Pond Inlet in Nanuvat, Canada. And then you're going to do the fjords of Baffin Island, and then it goes to the Davis Straits, and then you land in Ilulissat, Greenland. So you're really touching a little bit of everything, and Sismiot, Greenland, and Nuuk, Greenland. So you have, like, three different spots in Greenland. Then you're going to go through Labrador Sea. Then you're going to come along the Atlantic Ocean around the tip of Canada, and end up in Bar Harbor, Maine, and then Boston, Massachusetts, and Newport, Rhode Island, and then New York City.
Wow.
All across the whole top.
Wow.
So they're going to leave in August, and they end up in September. So it's a rare, exceptional voyage. It's almost sold out, but they're just sending the information to everybody out here to see if anybody wants to do that. It has 30-some days to bop around. It's a really expeditious
Sheesh.
Adventure.
Now, that's you're going to see absolutely nobody.
No, but that's the point. You're going up in an area that no one's been to.
Right.
It's the Northwest Passage Explorer for the Crystal Serenity.
Now, how big is that ship? That's a small
one. Not very big.
Yeah, okay.
It only has, it's not, none of their ships are really big.
No.
And it can't be, in order, it looks like it holds maybe a couple thousand people.
Okay.
But that's about it. The crystal ships are really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once you pay for one thing, you're paying for everything is included. It's not like it's going to, then I've got a nickel and dime you to death.
Yeah.
It's a dime.
Wow.
But the trend watch right now is people, you know, they're looking for what they're, like Royal Caribbean, it's like you're family oriented, but it's like a luxury too.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they do have some packages yet, but it's really, it's good, you know, and they, Viking is also reinventing the world. They used to do nothing but barges. Well, now they're doing small ship luxury.
Well,
you know, they got two cruise ships out there now called the Viking Star and the Viking Sea. It was christened this May.
Mm-hmm.
Viking Sky and the Viking Sun are coming out next year, and the Viking Spirit is coming out in 2018. So they're getting into that. You know, they're doing all kinds of things. And Holland American, they have the cooking school on some of their cruises. So you want to learn how to cook, they have, you know, Holland American offer. I have a lot of people who travel Holland American. They go nothing but Holland American.
Yeah,
they
used to do it all the time.
Yeah.
They're very comfortable ships.
Mm-hmm.
mid-size, and, you know, sometimes I traveled on the New Amsterdam before it was changed, before it became a new Amsterdam, mm-hmm. and you got some really great deals, and it was
Yeah, and the other thing that's happening is that, you know, the ships aren't getting smaller, they're getting bigger, and Port Canaveral is doing an $85 million upgrade to accommodate the bigger ships.
Yeah.
They're doing, you know, so they're making it, they know people, you know, you get down there and you're sitting there in line with thousands of people to get on those boats in Florida and Miami and mm-hmm. Fort Lauderdale, and you go, oh my God, there's got to be a better way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're starting to get smart. They know they have to accommodate these bigger ships, that they have 4,000 or 5,000 people on a boat.
Yeah.
So I'm more to the smaller boats. I want a little bit more service, and I don't want to be standing in line. I don't like doing buffets. I want to be waited on and served. You know, that's why I like Crystal. I like Royal Caribbean, even though it's, you know, a bigger ship. But for families traveling together looking for a deal, that's the way to go. You know.
Yeah.
And then Windstar, if you want to feel like you're sailing in the seven seas. With the Clipper ships.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
Yeah, and then, but, you know, they have all these, some of these stuff are coming out with all the different rides for the kids on there and different things that they're trying to do. Yeah.
Amazing. Really.
Yeah. It's really been a lot of fun, you know. So you have to know your ships. They're changing constantly. It's a big change right now. And I have this, even the Crystal Cruises for the rivers, they have some beautiful stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they really do have different ones that are different than anybody. But again, you're going to play with the weather of Europe. If they have bad rain and flooding and the rivers get flooded, then expect to get off the boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah. So. And then Disney is offering two special cruises for Halloween and Christmas this year.
Okay.
So anybody at the last minute wants to do something.
Those are fun. I didn't do the Halloween one, but I definitely, you know, it's on my list again to do the Christmas. That's like one of the most relaxing things I could possibly think of.
Well, you're treating yourself.
Yeah.
For a vacation. Cool. And then they have this, and then Lazy Bones. Lazy Bones is a product for animal travel, fun gadgets, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Lazy, L-A-Z-Y, and then B-O-N-E-Z-Z.
Yep.
They've come out with foldable pet feeder bowls allowed to take you to travel if you're taking a cat or a dog.
Neat.
They're coming out with some stuff. And it has a lobster claw that you can clip to your luggage or your bag mm-hmm. when you have to feed the dog. And then Neat, N-E-E-T laptop is coming out with a new bag for traveling with all your hidden devices, electronic needs, you know, laptop, headphones, binoculars.
Yep.
It's hidden compartments. It straps over your luggage handles, easy transport, has a lot of nice things available.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this new company. Well, it's not new. It's old. It's the Lyrwick Rain Jacket. I guess they've been out for many, many years. Reliable Helly Hansen classically designed fisherman's coat. They're coming out with a new coat based on the Shetland Islands village of Lyrwick over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's coming out, you know, for people to travel with. So they're doing a new travel wardrobe kind of thing for people. So they have all new gadgets out there.
Okay.
And then they have a new watch. It's called a slow watch. It's made with Swiss movement. It's 24 hours. It has indicating a 15-minute time frame. Mm-hmm. So it's 20. You're watching your clock. It's 24 hours on one face.
Okay. Wow.
Something new.
Right.
So it's a one-handed watch. Mm-hmm. Eliminates the seconds and the minutes, and it's called a 24-hour slow watch.
Okay.
So
we're out of time. So
appreciate. Yeah.
I know we just got started, but we had to catch up. So
we got a lot of things to catch up on. Yeah,
all right, we'll get with you again next week. So how do people get in touch with you, Diane?
They can call me at 908-238-9935. Set up an appointment. And you know what I forgot to tell you?
Mm-mm.
The Statue of Liberty is opening up a new museum.
Really?
Yes, on the on Liberty Island. And if you buy, oh, and I forgot to tell you, the Statue of Liberty is opening up a new museum.
Really?
Yes, on the on Liberty Island. And if you buy a ticket, it's free admission. It's supposed to be open to the public in 2019. It's going to do the statue's history, influence, legacy. It's going to be, the museum is located in the Statue of Liberty. They're going to have it brand new, built out, everything. It's like really unbelievable. You've got to see the tickets.
Neat.
Yeah.
Neat.
Well. And the pictures. Yeah, so they're going to build it to have it withstand hurricanes and flood levels, you know, the whole thing. They're really doing this. So that ought to be